brain, you're in the nerd's domain. Come on in, it's about to begin.
All right. Hey, everybody. I'm here with Carl from Indie PopCon and Shirley. You can say hi. You have to say hi now.
Hi.
So, Carl, we're over here at Starbase Indie recording live, and you've been busy all weekend.
I have been.
You've been handling some of the guests and helping them out.
Beverly Elliott from Once Upon a Time.
She's been fantastic.
She is so sweet. It's ridiculous. And she has a career that just goes on for 30 years.
Right on, yeah.
It's amazing.
So she kind of embodies that granny aspect that she plays?
Yes, and she's not even old at all. They cast her up. So yeah. They make her look old for the show.
Yeah, no, she looks like she's in her maybe early 50s.
Yes, but that's exactly right.
But she's got to be, I mean, for the show, she looks much, much older.
Well, she's Red Riding Hood's granny.
Yeah. So you've been doing that this weekend and enjoying that. So what's Indie PopCon looking like for 2016?
Oh, boy. June 17th, 18th, and 19th at the Indiana Convention Center. Depending on when anybody hears this, I don't know what the date is. Tomorrow, the 30th, maybe?
I think
November
so.
November 30th. Yeah. We should have our tickets going on sale.
Oh, wow.
Our booth sales have been going on for a month and a half.
Yeah.
And we're almost sold out of artist booths. It's a unique position to be in because this will be our third year. Our first year, we literally spent the year just telling people what we want to do.
Yeah.
then we had one under our belt. People had a great time. And then we just knocked it out of the park in our second year with great attendance and a lot of fun.
Fantastic attendance.
And now people know who we are. It's a position we haven't been in yet. It's nice that we haven't gone out yet to procure booth sales, and they're just happening. That's the way it's supposed to work, so excited about it.
makes the job a little easier when people come up and say, hey, I want to be in your con.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, we're looking forward to it. It was definitely different from the first year to the second year.
Absolutely.
But I think it was a lot of positive growth in a lot of areas and some changes that, you know, everybody learned a little bit at every step.
Yes,
I think
absolutely.
It was fantastic.
We want to grow and become a big boy convention.
Yeah,
but we want to keep the family atmosphere. We want
Absolutely.
To keep the local Midwestern feel. We want to keep we want people to come back year over year, expecting to meet their friends again, and it just becomes a reunion every year.
Well, and you guys and then have we just, a solid fan base, like a crazy solid fan base.
It sure seems like it. So yeah, if we can reproduce in 2016 what we did this year, then I'll feel like we did something. We actually did do it right.
Yeah. So and we can get on your the what is it, the Indie PopCon?
Yep.
Is it still 2014?
No,
you guys get
no,
that?
No, that group exists on Facebook, but there's one without a year that anybody can join. In fact, it's got maybe almost 1,900 members in that fan group.
There are a lot of them are active. They're
very
always
active.
Posting something,
yep.
Even if it's just about the community in Indianapolis and the other conventions that are going on,
exactly.
Stuff that's going on with Indie PopCon. So any big plans you can mention while you're here? Are we looking forward to another live podcasting?
Yes,
table?
There will be. I'm not sure where we're going to put it, but it's going to be there. We're in the the last 2 years we've been on the new side of the convention center. For those familiar with the facility, this year we're going to be on or next year we're going to be on the old side of the convention center.
Okay.
Pretty much the whole side. So it'll be a little bit different lay of the land, but it'll have the same.
Just put us up on the top of those stairs overlooking that food court, and then we can talk down to the little people.
There might be enough room to do that, and I'll work with the convention center on the location
absolutely.
Because this year we put it in the food court on the new side, and it was perfect.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know about that, but then like people
it was a natural
were there
audience.
And interacting
yeah.
and. And the first year, I don't think people were expecting. I think that was the issue was people were like, they're doing one on the stage.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll come back for that. But like this time it was.
Well,
oh,
yeah.
Well,
our first year, we put the live podcast stage in the convention hall itself,
yeah.
And That jerk that kept being on the loudspeaker, his name, yeah, I think was Carl. it was just too much.
Yeah, that did cause...
So we separated that, but then there was actually more traffic when we pulled it out of the exhibit hall, and then it could run its own hours and
do its own thing and be its own thing. It was different, and I liked it a lot. When I first saw it, I was like, I don't know, like. Is the background noise going to be terrible? But it was great.
Yeah.
So, I was very happy with that. So, it looks great. So big names you guys are looking at. I don't think you've announced anybody yet, have you?
We have not announced anyone. I think there was one announcement, doggone if I can remember his name. That's just terrible. But it's a good comic artist that we actually contributed to his Kickstarter campaign at the level that says I'll come to your convention if you pay this amount.
Nice.
So that was a way of giving back to what he needed, and it helped us bring in a good comic personality.
Well, and I know that Peter Spellos is a big fan of Indie PopCon, and I'm not sure Peter
will be back.
I'm not sure there's anything official, but
it's absolutely official. He is our MC.
We're
bringing him back, and we'll use him for whatever he wants to let us use him.
Yeah, because he's always been very excited about Indie PopCon.
Yeah,
just like the rest of us. So
he's just such a great guy and very humble, but so knowledgeable about the industry. And he's the kind of person that can just really look into your soul at a personal level.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody feels like once you talk to them, they feel like he's their friend.
And you know what? On his online interactions, he means it. It's not like you just kind of feel like it, and then later he's like, I don't know you. No, he's still so personable.
Yep.
So, well, are we still going to – do you think we'll get to see another Extra Life booth like that again? You guys raised a lot of money last year at Indie PopCon through the Crit Confirm, Endless Dungeon, and then the Arcade.
I've been talking to Leslie and David a lot about that. So we'll try and incorporate them back in there.
Excellent.
I've got the room for them. So it's mostly on
what
them
works
at
for
this
them,
point.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I know they enjoy it a lot. Leslie does a lot of extra volunteer stuff for us as well. So I'm pretty sure that's going to happen.
Excellent.
I just can't guarantee it.
Yeah.
One thing that is going to be unique this year that we haven't had in the last couple of years. I've got a handshake deal with the Escape Room Indie, and
ooh,
they're going to do a one or two 30-minute escape rooms unique to PopCon.
Nice.
Yep.
That'll be wonderfully unique. That'll be fantastic.
So yeah, it's like a mini True Dungeon is what I'm going to call it for those in the know.
Well, and Escape Room is. I hear it could be intense and fantastic that way.
I've done one room and failed miserably and loved every minute of it.
And that's what you want is when people know that they can go and fail and still have a great time.
Yeah.
That's what's important.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. And so we'll work with them and we'll get them set up in there. It'll probably be a fee on top of the normal entry fee
because it's
a whole infrastructure that has to be created.
Yeah,
but the experience is just going to be absolutely solid. That group is just amazing, and I think it's going to be their convention premiere.
They
haven't done conventions and I've told them on a personal Carl level, non-PopCon level, I want to help them foster this into a traveling convention type thing.
Yeah, definitely something that PopCon can be the first for and hopefully watch it grow.
Yeah,
that'd be
absolutely
fantastic. All right. Well, thanks, Carl, for being on. So that's, again, the dates on that were the...
June 17th, 18th, and 19th. That's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
All right.
At the Indiana Convention Center.
All right. Yeah. Just want to make sure our listeners at home know we'll be there because that's, you know, that's kind of our home base. That's where we love to go back to. So
excellent.
You are our first convention, and you're the one we plan on every year. You're our big one. So,
woo-hoo!
All right. Well, thank you very much, Carl, and we'll see you at Indie PopCon.
Excellent.
All right.